So I just wanted to ask you about if you could share maybe just some reflections on your time at Harvest Family Radio and, you know, reflections on, you know, maybe listeners and just being here as the station manager for what, the 18, 19 years you were here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, first of all, I appreciate the opportunity. I was thinking that Harvest Family Radio's 30th anniversary was for me tomorrow. And then I realized, no, wait, that is today for you.
Yeah.
And so again, you know, after living on Guam for all those years, learning the time change, I got pretty adept at it, but you kind of forget after a while that Guam is so far ahead. So I actually told some folks tonight, I said, that is why Guam is called Where America's Day Begins, or referred to, because it literally is already tomorrow in Guam. So I'm excited to hear of the 30th anniversary. The first thing I will say is I am not old enough by any stretch of the imagination to be a part of a radio station that started 30 years ago. I mean, it just can't be possible. So when I stop and think about it, it's truly it's a little overwhelming. It's also a tribute to God and his grace and mercy that he allowed me to have even a small part in being a part of Harvest Family Radio. I'm very thankful for it. I'm thankful for Pastor Lewis and the opportunity that he gave me to come out to Guam all those years ago, a young man, just married for about a couple years. And over that time, four children came into our lives, and they were all born and raised on Guam and a part of the ministry there. And I kind of grew up at Harvest in many ways under the teaching of Pastor Lewis and Pastor Dan and Pastor Gray and, of course, Pastor Heron. And so I'm just thankful. I was thinking of some of the opportunities we had for programs like Harvest Time that started so many years ago, and the opportunity that I had to sit across from so many great men and women from the church, missionaries, pastors, evangelists who would come through and sit down and just share their heart, share their testimony. And it was such a privilege to be able to be a part of that. And then, of course, I was thinking of Pastor Jared and the Live Tell 5 program that we did for a while. And then I know, as far as I know, they're doing it again. And that's kind of exciting. And then just to hear how you, Chris, are still taking the ministry and it's still going so strong. There's, you know, the Bible verse, it's not completely accurate here, but to hear that my children walk in truth in some ways, just to know that Harvest Family Radio is still doing so well and still having such a great impact and still basically proclaiming God's word all these years later, that is truly something to be thankful for and just to give God praise for, because it wasn't because of me. It wasn't because of any one of us, but so many people had a role in it. But I'm just thankful that God has allowed it to stay strong so all these years later.
Well, you know, John, I've been here 11 years already, and you know, so it seems like I don't go a day, even after that amount of time, where I don't really think that I'm the steward of a long history of faithful ministry at Harvest Family Radio. And a lot of that is because of what you did here, and a lot of it is a lot of the other people who we've been thanking all day long and all week long on the station for all the things that they did. But I've always thought of it as a stewardship that was passed along to me. And then we all feel the same way, that it's God's ministry, it's God's word, it's the direction of the Holy Spirit. And we're thankful, as I think you would say the same, we're thankful to be a part of it. We're thankful to be, you know, used by God if we can be. But it's really God who does it.
Yes, that is absolutely true. God uses weak things and foolish things, and sometimes I think there's no better example than he chose me to be a part of that all those years ago, and I'm thankful that it is. You're doing a great job in the stewardship of it, and I want to thank you for that. I was thinking, you talk about some of the other folks like Pastor Lewis,
who
I think had the vision, the people of Harvest Baptist Church all those years ago. And I still can remember starting it in the first broadcast, some of the first things we did. I met Butch McBride. Actually, I think I talked to Butch McBride. I might have met him 30 years ago in like Seattle, Washington, as we met to go over some of the equipment. And then it kind of got handed over to Dean Reed, who was our engineer for a long time. Big thank you to Ed Poppy, and then just some of the other men there at the church that had such a role, just from the maintenance guys and just so many people who came and went, who just helped us do so many things over the years, from taking that closet that was up there on the third floor and taking it and turning it into a, I always say, turn it into a state of the art radio station. I mean, that alone was a miracle. So many other people had such a vital role. And I'm just thankful that I was one part of that large group of people that God used out there.
Well, I'm not going to take much more of your time because I know that you've already done a long day of broadcasting. I know what that means, and I know how tiring that can be, just using our voices for that length of time. I'll be feeling some of that tonight, I'm sure.
But, I'm sure, yeah.
But I did want to at least, you know, ask you if there's a story or something you wanted to share that's sort of a real memorable experience that might, it could be funny, it could be profound, it could be helpful. Wherever you wanted to go with it, that's fine, but maybe just a memory from your time here at the station.
I think one of the things I just remember more than anything is the opportunity I had to just brush shoulders and work alongside men of God like Pastor Lewis and Pastor Heron and many others. I still to this day will often reference something Pastor Heron has said, even on the radio. I will reference him, Don Eckert. I've used some of the material that he shared. And I mean, just some of the men of God that I was very privileged to work alongside in a ministry like Harvest on Guam. Such a unique place, such a wonderful place. It was family in so many ways for our family as we lived there for all those years. One of the funny stories, and I've shared this in the past, but I believe it was Typhoon Paka. Yeah. No, Typhoon Pongsung Wa.
Yeah.
All those years ago. And let's just say, I don't know if I've ever been, you know, like the disciples in the boat. I didn't really need to fear, but let's just say I was very fearful that night. We were trying to keep the radio station on the air during the storm. And I heard sounds that I don't think I've ever heard before or since. And I literally thought that the entire building was collapsing around us. That's how bad it was. Of course, we got up we got out the next morning, and pretty much everything was, there was a lot of damage. And obviously that was a turning point for a lot of people on Guam. But I'll never forget that night. As long as I live, I don't think I've ever seen anything as strong or as devastating. I'm just thankful that we made it through. And I think the ministry came out better on the other side as we were able to rebuild some things. But anyway, I remember that night, and just, that was a long night. Let's just put it that way. So I remember that. And then just things like that. You live through the storms there. You live through some of those things. But some of the best memories I ever have are working alongside the young people there on Guam, like the Middlebrooks and Zach Thompson and Andrew Potter and Ethan Huey. Such a great team. We did so many things together just in ministry, at the radio station, at the church. We grew so close and had the opportunity to serve in so many different ways. And those were some of the best times of my life working alongside all those guys, Chad Filipiak and many others. So just a great time. I'm thankful for it. I'm thankful that God gave me the opportunity. And I just hope that, and I pray that it will continue for another 30 years and beyond, and that we will see so much fruit. Someday we'll get to heaven and people will walk up and say, you know, you're Chris Harper, you're John Collier. I've never met you in person, but I want to thank you for the role you played in my life through the radio ministry. That I don't know if there could be anything better to hear. So,
yeah.
looking forward to that.
Well, I'll tell you, John, you're loved here, and we're certainly thankful for you, and you're being thanked many times over on the air, not just by me, but by others who have been in the studio. And people will never forget your ministry here, and will always be thankful for it. And more than that, you know, you'll have rewards in heaven for your service, your stewardship of it, I know. And so thank you for spending some time with me. Thank you for just putting your voice out there again for Harvest Family Radio listeners.
I appreciate the opportunity, Chris. You guys keep up the great work. That's all I can say. Keep up the great work. And I like getting the good reports. And so thank you so much for the opportunity just to be on the air on Guam again. What a privilege.